these were the events, these were the incidents, I mean the events that makes the Winnisk area ban finally settled into Winnisk settlement. Finally, in 1976, the Department of Indian Affairs built the school in Winnisk settlement, which firmly helped family members to stay all year round in the Winnisk, which begins now Winnisk community. It was in 1976 then that the Hudson Bay pulled out from its old settlement, old Hudson Bay trading post. The Hudson Bay Company could not then make any profit to operate its store, such a small community of only 200. Didn't make any profit. So they were forced to pull out. It was now then the Winnisk people, Winnisk area people became Winnisk people, Winnisk community. They now have to operate their own store with the assistance of Department of Indian Affairs. It was later in 1980 thereafter that also the RC Roman Catholic Church began to decline and also did not want to build another church because the other two churches which were built during 1950 to 1970 were burned. The bishop decided not to establish another church unless people decide to find a suitable place to settle and call their own community. It was then in 1976 first time that they were actually talk about relocating. And it was after 1980 that relocation was seriously considered by the Winnisk people. By this time, all the elders who have practiced their own traditional culture was diminishing. Mean it stopped. The only thing that remained in that Winnisk community was geese hunting and fishing. So when finally in 1986, when the flood disastrously destroyed the old community, it was then that the Winnisk people were forced to move and move to the present day of Pyonik. That was the end of the Winnisk area ban. That was the end of the true Muskego culture.